Hi, this is episode 5 of the Coronavirus Daily, and I am Ajay Punia. As self-isolation continues, those suffering from anxiety and depression are being triggered, and those with OCDs are dealing with a whole new struggle. In the post-COVID-19 era, comforting social rituals such as hugging and spending time with friends will exist, but with a hint of danger. Reach out to your loved ones. Maintain connections over phone calls and video calls, even when you feel you don't have it in you. The biggest gift you can give to your friends and family is the gift of undivided attention. Lots of people are sharing stories of cooking with friends over Instagram. Musicians are holding Insta Live and Facebook Live concerts, while artists are holding painting and sketching workshops to alleviate this heavy sense of despair that clings to us. Check him out. The date today is 27th March, Friday. First, the uncertain. Many uncertainties still rule over us because we do not know enough about the virus. In January, China's top epidemiologist, who gained fame for identifying the SARS virus in 2003, said that COVID-19 would not be as harmful as SARS and would be controlled sooner. But guess what? Both predictions turned out to be inaccurate. And now, it's been a couple of days since China has claimed to have brought the outbreak under control. But fearing catching the virus, students as well as workers are still not heading to schools and offices. That is obvious. Because the moment you have one infected person, as we've already seen, the second wave and shit show both show an unhealthy causation and correlation. The world that will emerge out of this situation, as I have repeatedly said, will be very different. Industrially, commercially, politically, and socially. A prime example of that would be the role of WHO. The top WHO official, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, won the director general election in 2017 with China's backing, despite Tedros not being a medical doctor, and even after being accused of 3 cholera epidemics in Ethiopia. Connecting the dots one by one, we thus arrive at the pressing question. Did WHO really have to wait so long to declare the disease outbreak as pandemic? And now for some of the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good. Last week, a renowned British epidemiologist had said that both UK and the US will have to be shut for about 18 months to avoid catastrophe, with over 500,000 and 2 million people dying respectively. And that's an extremely chilling scenario. But now, he says, UK will be able to flatten the curve in about 2-3 weeks with about 20,000 deaths, which could be further controlled if extreme measures are taken. So, India is now inching close to the 1,000 figure mark. A big reason why we haven't reached the figure already when US is almost at 100,000 is because we haven't tested enough. So, where do we stand with regards to the medical devices industry? India is already the biggest supplier of FDA-approved drugs to the US. The lack of ventilators in the country amid a pandemic has put the domestic manufacturing of medical devices, or rather, the lack of it, in the spotlight. India's medical supplies industry is an anomaly. We have low-cost version to everything, from power turbines to trucks. But when it comes to medical devices, we fare extremely poorly. Extensive reliance on imports has trumped local entrepreneurship, but on the bright side, now is when that could change. The bad. By now, you would have read a lot of stories of doctors raising alarms as coronavirus cases spike, like the one I just shared. But here is some really bad frontline news. Hospitals are now considering universal do not resuscitate order. For coronavirus patients, regardless of the wishes of the patient or their family. They've been put in this situation due to the real dangers of markedly exposing doctors and nurses to the contagion of coronavirus. At this point, only a few hospitals are doing it. But soon enough, this policy decision might become universal. And that is really, really terrible. Having handled both polio and smallpox pandemics, India has a tremendous capacity to deal with coronavirus, said Michael J. Ryan, the ED of WHO. Well, that is just a pat on the back of hope, but nothing to cheer home about. You see, from being a hyper-endemic polio region to becoming polio-free in 2014 took us many decades. As the fight against polio exhibits, we may reach all corners of this vast country, but coronavirus, if I haven't stressed enough already, is far more infectious and has a faster rate of transmission. And guess what we don't have? A vaccine. No vaccine, no victory. And now, the ugly. If your anxiety got triggered listening to the bad, I would request you to avoid listening anymore. Okay, so now that you're still here. A majority of us are conditioned to believe that better immunity of Indians will shield us against COVID-19. This is dangerous. No mincing of words. Modern medicine is still running pillar to post in an attempt to counter the challenges offered by this novel coronavirus. Over the years, we've seen Ayurvedic brands offering powders for better immunity, yogis suggesting asanas to power up immunity, or mattress companies saying better sleep for better immunity. And even tiles made from deshi, thankfully they're not offering immunity yet. Our obsession with immunity boosting suggestions have choked WhatsApp servers, but right now the enemy is unknown. A modern day army cannot win the battle with just brute force. It needs intel. Right now, where we stand, we do not have enough intel to take this virus on. So stay home and stop pandering yourself that we Indians have good immunity, because there isn't any conclusive evidence to suggest that, except uncles on WhatsApp groups. But do you really want to count on them? I spoke of borderline essential services yesterday, so I'll talk of one more. An ongoing debate over the last few days is abortion an essential service. In the US, anti-choice governors might use this pandemic to put a temporary halt on abortion services. And as abortion is a time-sensitive procedure, declaring it as non-essential would mean postponement for those seeking care, impacting the sexual, reproductive, and the mental health of women. While abortion is legal in India under the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act, we need to remember that in China, during the lockdown, there was an upward spike in the number of cases of domestic abuse, perhaps due to fear, anxiety, and the economic strain from the extended quarantine. Before I go, the funnies. So, Arizona, an American state that borders Mexico to the south, has had traffic going south to Mexico, facing stiff resistance from some protesters on the Mexican side of the border. These protesters are blocking lanes at the border crossing to demand strict coronavirus screenings since the US has now become the global epidemic of the coronavirus. Some of the signs held by the protesters asked US residents to stay at home. Looks like Trump was right about who'll pay for the wall. To keep Americans out, Mexico may pay for the wall after all. Goodbye. Wash your hands and see you next week.